being real
Love
ratchet.
Talk Radio.
Okay, 501.
Hey.
Hey, I told you some shit might fuck up, some shit might cut off, but we're going to get through the show. What's good?
I know that's right, baby. Hi. You know who this is. This is your girl. This is the Roach Queen.
What's going on?
Everything's going good, baby. I wanted to congratulate you on all your success. I'm seeing it. I'm feeling it. I'm loving it. And as far as the issue with Drake and Kanye West, I'm with you, boo. I feel like he got some shooters. This Drake dude is not 100%. I feel like, how do you talk about somebody? How do you want somebody's beat and influence and vibe? Because everybody knows that Drake is a vibe snatcher, the influence taker. He's another Beyonce. We love Beyonce. We love Drake. But we know that they will take your stuff and, you know, run with it. So,
right.
You know what, Drake? Let's chill. Let's chill on your threads to the king of hip-hop, because I love Kanye West. I know y'all don't like him. I know y'all like, what is wrong with Kanye West? But I feel like he is in his own world. I do not support him with the Donald Trump stuff. But as far as his music, we cannot argue the fact that Kanye West is, like, light years ahead of the game. Like, please put some respect on his name. And, yeah, that's how I feel about that, baby. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you, love. Bye.
Thank you, boo. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. So we got Private Caller. You live on the air.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, boo. What's good?
How are you?
I'm doing fan-fucking-tastic, actually. How are you?
I'm great as well. And you know, like, when it comes to this, that I wouldn't have heard any of the songs or any of that. But what I can do very well is to decode some shit.
Right.
And what you just said, oh, yeah, you very well, very well. You just decoded all of that. That's exactly what is going on. And that's put in the music in order to make it come to fruition. Like,
right.
It's, I guess you could, you know, say it's a form of sorcery. You know what I'm saying? I guess you could say that if you're kind of on that level. It is, because that's exactly how you can make it happen. And,
well,
you
and
know,
honestly,
I never even knew that there were.
Well, and two, like, Kanye West would tweet certain tweets in, like, threes. And, like, he wanted you, like, not to miss it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
because you
me,
have
I'm
to decode
sharp.
It. Like, I don't
right.
know the tweets or whatever, but you have to decode it. What you just, you know, that music bit that you played, you decoded that well. Whatever he's doing in threes, like, he's, you know, it's in code. You just have to decode it. I didn't see it. You know, I don't know. But I know what you just decoded as far as that song. You decoded it well. That's exactly what that is. And the reason that it's in there is for that exact reason, because they put it in, you know, the songs. They put it in the movies because it is a form of sorcery. Like, that's how you make it come to fruition, because you do exactly that. So it's not, and like I told you, there is no coincidences. Like, that's not a real word. You know what I mean? Just like manifestation,
right.
That's not even real. You know, if people really know what they're doing, they're just quantum jumping. So that's exactly what it is. And, I mean, I'm sure that would be a reason to fall out with anyone, because it's not a joke. You know, what he's doing is real. And Kanye pretty much was pointing that out, like, saying all of these people, you know, that you've already worked your spell on, you know what I'm saying, like, the curse that you put out, they're suffering from that, but don't come for me. You know, he's pretty much covering himself should something happen to him, because that is what's happening, and he is made
well,
enough
also,
to where,
go ahead,
you
go
know,
ahead.
He could get away with it. You know, Drake is made enough to where he can get away with it, so Kanye is kind of, you know, covering himself, letting it be known, if something does happen to me, you know, this is the trail that you need to follow.
Because
it's real.
Right, and because it's my family, too. So it's not just it's not just me. So, you know, his family has something to do with this as well. And I think what's so interesting, and, you know, everybody hates when I do this, but I have to do this. Nicki Minaj is involved. Like, she knows what's going on as well, because she threw that line in that song with her and Tyga. That, the last line where, you know, she had him in her feelings. I had him in my feelings since I did Fifi. So you didn't want, so Drake didn't want Nicki Minaj aligning with Tekashi 6ix9ine, but Nicki Minaj did that because Drake probably had been aligning with Cardi B, Quality Control Music. That's all, you know, Offset, Quavo, Migos, that whole gang over there.
Migos, yeah.
And then Travis Scott. So, you know, and you were basically saying, fuck Nicki. And so,
well,
I kind of feel like.
And see,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that's the truth. And you have to understand that all of them are deeply into the occult. So there's none of this that is an accident, that's a coincidence. Like, what they're doing is, you know, sorcery. So it's not, like, what you see is what you get. And it's kind of becoming more prevalent because people are able to pay attention and understand it now. So both of them, both of the songs, like, if you decode them, because that's really all you have to do, that's exactly what's happening. You know,
and then what was
so
interesting, Kanye West even said, like, oh, you know, because, you know, Travis Scott is the baby's father of Kylie Jenner, which is Kim Kardashian's sister, which is Kanye West's wife. Now, so in the song that Drake allegedly dissed Kanye on was Travis Scott's song. Now, and Kanye West was actually alluding to the fact that Drake sold his soul and Travis Scott sold his soul. Now, for me, I feel as though that's very true, because before all of this stuff, when did we really know about a Travis Scott? Like, we've always liked him, but we didn't really hear about a Travis Scott. But it wasn't until he got with the Kardashians, had that baby, and then his album came out, then he's on tour with Drake. You know what I mean? He has the second highest selling hip-hop album in the country. Drake was number one. Like, I just, now Travis Scott is one of the biggest artists on the planet. Like, where did all this come from?
Right, it's the sorcery, like, and they're all in too. I mean, Kanye told you that he did it too. Like, he's not, you know, free from it. It's all, you have to be into the occult. Like, you're not going to sell, you're not going to be able to reach certain peaks without that happening, because you have to be able to do this. You know what I mean? If you can't, you know, work your own sorcery, like, you're not going to be able to do it. You have to be able to do it. They're not messing with you if you can't do that. Even, you know, smaller groups, like, you'll even see the ones that are trying to get in, like, you have to at least have some occult knowledge to even be prevalent in the industry. It's just not going to happen. It's not. And the key to it, too, because, you know, a lot of people where, I mean, it is sorcery, but when you come beyond it, like, there's a part beyond sorcery where you actually start dealing with quantum physics. That's why manifestation isn't real. Manifestation is new age, you know, people who are in the new age started that whole, oh, let's manifest, because they don't know. You're constantly quantum surfing, whether you know it or not. It happens. Now, when you decide to focus on whatever it is you want to focus on, you're quantum jumping. You can't manifest something that already exists. So there's no manifestation. You just happen to perfect quantum jumping should you come to that point. And then that's when you move beyond the sorcery and you actually become, you know what I mean? Even beyond the sorcery, being the sorceress, like, that's where you come to that point. None of them are actually there, because there's actually the gatekeepers that are the ones that are handling all of that. But that's what they're working towards. So, yeah, you're right on point. Like, you're there completely. That's exactly what's happening.
Wow.
Exactly what's happening.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very powerful. You're very welcome. I love you. And
love
the show. So glad to see you this evening.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Yes, bye. Wow, y'all. So, yeah, we're just talking tonight. Let's get into some things. 817-7103, what's going on?
Hey, hon, this is me,
hey.
Second time caller. All right. First of all, I want to say thank you for bringing this up, because the whole time I've been listening to Nicki and Cardi and going back and forth with all of the jumbo, all I thought about was the 90s with Death Row and the Puff Daddy record label. Because if you really compare the two, you had Lil' Kim, you had Faith Evans. You had Lil' Kim, Faith Evans. You had all of that nonsense going on. And if you actually look in between the lines, it seems like Cash Money took over the Death Row title. The only thing they did differently was some of their artists actually went and got labels. That's the only thing different. If you actually keep looking into it, that's what it looks like to me. because mm-hmm. people are getting killed day after day. The only thing different is, because, I mean, dude, with Drake, you do all these fucking, you make all these fucking hits, and you haven't went to an award show in 10 years. What are you hiding from? He moves like a gangster. I'm sorry. Baby mm-hmm. moves like a gangster. Lil Wayne faded away. We don't know what happened to him. I haven't heard from him.
Well, you know, he couldn't make any music because he was locked in that contract and things like that. So he really was not trying to make any music for them because he wasn't getting paid. That's what happened to Lil Wayne. But now that he's free and clear, I think that Young Money is now coming back. That's why, and he's the leader. So they are trying to reclaim their time. But Quality Control Music, during that time that Lil Wayne was going through all that shit, you know, Young Money kind of just, and Nicki was the only one out here kind of basically fighting for herself because mm-hmm. Drake was jumping on whoever's dick was hot, because we know about what we
right.
know. What we do know about Drake is Drake is about himself. So no matter what's going on, whoever's hot, Drake is about to go fuck with them niggas, okay? And for
exactly.
and Tyga, they ex Tyga out. So you only had Nicki Minaj, and then she couldn't barely keep it together. So because she was falling apart because Cardi B was taking her out. I'm building a video
and
on her.
And who was her help? Who was supposed to be her help? Drake, right? But he
right.
left her to the wolves like Biggie did Faith. And when you
but,
think about Birdman and Lil Wayne, think about Dr. Dre and
okay.
Suge Knight.
Okay. Right.
Because
okay.
Suge,
I'm with
because
you.
Dr. Dre had to fight out of that contract. Remember that.
Uh-huh.
But, and at this time, if I'm not mistaken, isn't Birdman the one that was trying to kill Lil Wayne? Supposedly.
Right. Right. Allegedly.
And we haven't heard of the little guy that was supposedly done this with Birdman. We don't know what
right.
happened to Young Thug.
Right, right.
So when you think about it, history repeats itself. The only thing is people get smarter when they look at it. So
uh-huh.
if Birdman and Slim sat down and said, look, we want to do this label, and they looked at Suge Knight and the dude that funded Death Row Labels in prison, if you look at the similarities, dude is there. Like, this is happening all over again. The only thing is we're getting away with more murders because the media knows what to emphasize and what not to emphasize. And Kanye West, being that he is a truthful guy, being that although people might say, oh, he got with the Kardashians, he lost it, he's crazy, he understands what is going on around him. And when he
yeah.
understood what was going on around him, he said, hey, I know what these people are doing. Let me tell you. Listen. But what do you
right.
do with the crazy kid in the corner? You don't listen to him. You say he crazy.
Right.
Take heed. Even Tekashi 6ix9ine sat there and said it. This dude is trying to kill me. Johnny Blaze came on and said it. This nigga tried to kill me. Nobody
right.
believes it because he's from Canada, but Canada is the most cutthroat place ever.
Right.
So if you
right.
put two and two together, you got your story. You got a plot.
It's very, very interesting. And Drake and the Tekashi thing is, that's when I started like, Kanye, why would you put that like that? You know, Tekashi
exactly.
6ix9ine is locked up. XXX is dead. And then he said something like, everybody knows somebody. Like, and everybody's connected. Like, everybody knows
right.
each other.
Right.
You know
and
what
we
I
got
mean?
Tekashi getting kicked out of places. He can't book shows. He's going to Houston. Drake's stomping ground, supposedly. Jay Prince Jr. trying to kill a man, trying to fight the man. That boy didn't have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Never had a chance. You got Cardi B out here. She got her baby. She doing a thing. Nicki Minaj, we don't know what's going on with her. Much like, you know, Mary J. Blige, she got threw to the side. Lil' Kim got threw to the side. And now we're looking at Cardi B like, oh, she's the great one. But Cardi B does nothing for the culture.
No, but that's a whole nother. I made a whole video on that.
I'm sorry.
When it comes to the Nicki Minaj thing, right. So going back to Nicki, which encompasses all of this, Nicki Minaj was left to the wolves. But then, because
yes.
Cardi B was the hottest thing, and so everybody was jumping over there at QC. And then guess who was the lone wolf, but was also just as hot, if not hotter, but couldn't be allowed to go places, couldn't be allowed to be seen
exactly.
at the same places as Drake. Because if they
exactly.
were, then they'd be considered a big threat. So you know who I'm talking about, right? Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Uh-huh.
So
exactly.
Nicki Minaj went and pulled Tekashi like, yo, You over here with us.
They seen her as a traitor because of the fact you wasn't with the clique anymore. So being that you went over there, let me show you something.
No, that's not it. Nicki Minaj was by herself. You got to watch this. Nicki Minaj was by herself. Drake was over there with Quality Control Music. Tekashi 6ix9ine mm-hmm. has been by himself, but he was just as hot, if not hotter, than Cardi B. Nicki Minaj strategically, they had to come.
Went over there.
Lil Wayne was like, get this nigga. You're going to stamp this nigga. We need Tekashi on our side because he's going to help build YSCMB.
Yeah.
Like, if y'all not paying attention, if Tekashi gets out, it's going to, and we're getting a little bit off topic, but it's going to be a day where Quality Control Music and Young Money go head to head. And I'm going to say it here first. Drake is going to test Lil Wayne. Because Drake is going to be the leader over there, and Lil Wayne is the leader. And Drake is going to puff his chest out. It ain't happened yet, but the shit is brewing. And he's going to puff his chest out.
Low key, it has happened.
The shit is brewing, and Wayne is going to body Drake. It's going to get real crazy. But, yeah, so that's a whole other conversation. But my point is, Tekashi 6ix9ine is over here with Nicki Minaj. And so that's why I feel like her and Drake have falling out. And the thing about Tekashi 6ix9ine, that is, as long as Drake and the media and these events, like these huge venues that, you know, hold 50,000, 20,000, 30,000 people is in these award shows, as long as they can keep Tekashi 6ix9ine down where he cannot be seen at these award shows, guess what? He's only as big as the internet would allow. But if he can be seen at these, but I kid you not, if Tekashi 6ix9ine didn't have that stigma on him, he would be at the Met Galas. He would be A-list huge celebrity sitting next to Drake, and then he'd be compared to Drake. Then he'd pose a great threat to those niggas. But
hold
because
on, wait
you
a
can't
minute.
Be
is
seen
it a
with them, you're not a threat. Go ahead.
Right. But my point is, isn't it crazy how Drake had a whole baby we didn't find out about, right?
Right.
Lil Wayne had relationships we didn't find out about. Isn't it crazy how when all of this transpired, now Nicki is dating a child pedophile, now Tekashi 6ix9ine is a child pedophile, and this is all over the internet?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is not a coincidence. I believe that certain vloggers and bloggers are on payola, but I believe mm-hmm. that they know who to go ahead and take that payment for. And mm-hmm. I believe at one point in time, Nicki knew how to get that information, too, because she linked that information about Cardi B. But I think that Nicki spoke too fast, and it went against her. Because now they're saying that iHeartRadio is a fucking, what they say, what's the word, where they go and bankrupt.
Mm.
And this is something that this artist
I didn't know that.
Look into it. Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Ebro set that shit out. Yeah. Ebro put that out. So I was like, isn't that crazy? Yeah, but yeah, that's all I had to say. I just want to say history repeats itself. It's crazy.
It's really, really interesting, and I don't feel like there's a lot of conspiracy here. I feel like Kanye West is definitely speaking on something. But even yet, Kanye West has not said everything.
No, he hasn't. But his actions speak louder than words. It's a reason why that man didn't want to leave his house during the California fires. It's a reason why he feels that is the safest place for him to be. If you're willing to pay private fighter fires to fight your fire, there's a reason why.
Mm.
Why don't you want to leave? What are you scared of? That's not crazy. That's fear. That man is scared. Even when he does interviews, he's scared about what he says and how he says it.
Well, thank you, caller.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. So we get into some things tonight. Oh, we get into some things tonight, aren't we? Wow. We get into some things and this hour done flew by. Okay. 501-7025, you're live on the air. All right, so that caller hung up. All right, so yes, guys, it was I appreciate every caller that has called in because, you know, all of this is just so interesting to me. It's fascinating to me. And, like, I love just, you know, thinking about, like, what is going on? You know what I mean? And then I listen to music over here. And here's the thing, people. When you listen to music and when you watch interviews and when you watch people, I'll tell you a little secret about me. And I'll give you a little tidbit about what I do. I never take everything for face value. I never take the first source. Or I never, when I'm listening to music, I remember everything for the most part if I'm trying to catch on to something. So, and then I start putting pieces together. So when I started reading the text messages from Kanye West, and I immediately, when I seen the 6ix9ine, I immediately connected me to the Nicki Minaj line, and which immediately connected me to when Nicki Minaj was on Instagram with Drake, and then Drake made a comment like, "Oh, what's the song? What's the name of the song? Fifi?" Like, and threw shots at Tekashi. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. And then I'm looking at the Alliance of Quality Control Music and how they are all like Spotify's top streamed artists. You know what I mean? And I'm looking at it, and nobody's even catching on to the fact that Quality Control is the new Young Money, and the fact that Drake has not been over here with Nicki and Wayne. And if you were asleep during the Good Form video, you missed at the end when Nicki Minaj was standing with Lil Wayne and Tyga. That was them showing that they was the new Young Money and Drake is no longer a part of it. Like, it's a lot going on behind the scenes. And it has a lot to do with, you know, ego and who's going to be hot and who's going to be next and alliances and a loyalty. And, you know, in this industry, in the entertainment business, there is no fucking loyalty. It's crazy out here. It's really, 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 really crazy out here. So the number is 563-999-3658. If I don't have any other callers, we are going to wrap this up. The time just flew so fast. Wow. But listen, if you yourself make music or make beats or anything like that, feel free to send me your beats at thearmondwigginshow@gmail.com. And who knows, maybe I'll feature your beat next on one of my shows. So thank you. Let me take some questions from the inbox, and we do have another caller. Okay, 412-5951, you're live on the air.
What's going on, man? How you been?
I'm good. What's good?
Nothing much. This is the one that was like, oh, it's a hoe.
oh, it's a hoe. What's going on? You haven't called, like, since day one.
I know, but I've been watching you, and I am so proud of you. And congratulations on your show and how well you're doing. I have really watched you grow, and I am just so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
And I will continue to sit up here and support you. And I got your back, man. I really do. I'm just so proud of you. But
back to
this conspiracy thing and just how, remember when we were talking about the whole Nicki and Cardi shit?
Uh-huh.
And it's just like this conspiracy thing. Oh my God, it's like you're hitting it, like you're hitting the tooth on the nail or so. Is that what they say? Like hit the tooth on the nail or so?
Something like that.
It's like,
but
I just can't, but it's just like the way you broke it down. And it was like, you know, I'm going to instantly say 100. I am definitely like a Nicki and Lil Wayne fan and all that. But I noticed down that my music playlist that I don't have like Cardi B or I don't have like Drake no more, or I don't. And I'm just wondering, like, how the hell did it end up this way? You know what I mean? And
right.
It's just like this conspiracy shit is just all making sense. It's like Young Money is going against Atlantic Records, period. And it's just, this shit is just getting way out of hand. And then that last caller that was talking about this shit, like history repeating itself, that's exactly what's going on. And, you know, and I was reading what, you know, Kanye West was saying and things, and I think that man is serious. I think he's scared. You know what I mean? I think he's scared. He don't know what the hell might happen. And, you know, and Drake, and every time you turn around, some shit always happens to somebody that Drake is beefing with or got a problem with. You know what I mean?
But I think that Kanye West, I think the only reason why he is even at least a little bit fearful because he knows behind the scenes what happened to XXX. Like, there's no way. Like, here's my thing. XXX
right.
takes a stroll out in his car and he goes shopping for the day. I don't remember where the fuck he was, but you mean to tell me some guys actually knew exactly where he was, what time he was going to be there, to the point to where when he pulled out, they blocked him in and shot his ass up, and that was just, oh, they caught XXX slipping? Fuck no. And then the guys
right.
who did it, and then the guys who did it clearly had no give a fuck about life. So was it Drake? No, but it was some motherfuckers that they don't care. They didn't give
right.
a fuck.
Right.
You mean to
right.
tell me? You mean to tell me that Kanye West and Tekashi 6ix9ine and Nicki Minaj was all shooting a video in Beverly Hills in one of the most on one of the most expensive streets in Beverly Hills, and some goons
right.
were able to get there and shoot the house up? What?
Right.
Because they knew they were
right.
there.
I mean, right. And you know what you were saying when you said that, you know, Nicki, I'm pretty sure, I bet you should have that shit happened. I bet you Nicki did call him up and was like, you bitch ass nigga, why would you do that? You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't
right.
be surprised. And I think it all stems down to that, you know, like, it all definitely stems down to that, Drake basically is basically going to get Young Money off top. I really don't know why he is, like, going at Young Money the way he is. I don't know why. I think he's coming at Young Money, period. You know, with just this whole shit that's just going. It's just, this shit is just getting out of hand. And it's just crazy. This conspiracy, you know, thing that you were talking about. I just can't. I was shocked. It just hit the tooth on the nail and. This shit was crazy. That shit's crazy. That
but
shit's
you know
crazy.
What's
and I think
well, shout out to the $5 super chat.
Yeah, shout out. I'm gonna send some money too.
Okay, so now with that being said, so I want to get down to this. So you know what was really 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 interesting with the whole thing was I forgot what my point was. I was going to say, you know who doesn't seem to be worried about any of this, which is really, really interesting? This is why I'm conflicted, because I feel like Pusha T is not scared. And I don't feel
right.
like Pusha T is worried.
Right.
But Drake is taking his shit out, but Drake is taking his frustration out on Kanye West, because that goes back to Kanye West's point. Like, Drake, you feel like you can fuck with Kanye. Like, you feel like you can fuck with people, like, you pick and choose who to play with. But, like, I don't feel like Drake wants that issue with Pusha T. Because, again, Pusha T has zero to lose.
Right. Right.
Drake
aims at people that, you know what I mean, that that has a lot to lose. Like, you know what I mean? Or, what the fuck is Pusha T going to lose? You know what I mean? What the fuck
right.
is he really going to do? You know what I mean? But he picked with, not only that he picked with people that has a lot to lose, he picked with people that are like, you know, that is not really affiliate with like gangs and cliques and shit like that, like that's really affiliate with that shit. And like,
right.
okay, I even look at the fucking whole thing with Nicki Minaj with, you know, the dude that she's with now. You know, I mean, it's very disturbing what the fuck he done. It's very disturbing what he's done. But think about it. The man is affiliate with the blood, right?
Right.
And I feel like Nicki is with him because he's a protector. She's
That's
scared
not,
herself.
Yeah.
She's scared, too. You know what I mean? She's probably just sitting up there like, man, these niggas finna come kill me. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because I swear to God, I think Drake is behind a lot of deaths right now. I think he really is behind a lot of deaths. and that is and that shit is crazy. But I think this shit been sorted. Like this shit been sorted with him. You know, especially since the you know the XXX shit. I'm sorry. I think he's a part of all this shit. He's a part of it. How, like you said, how the fuck did they know exactly where X was? How did they know where he was? You know, like, and I mean, come on now. He didn't seem like somebody that just would walk around and let everybody, like let them know exactly where he was and shit like that, especially carrying all that money on him. Then it's a bag, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they did take the bag. So they did rob him, but at the same time, you could tell that, you know, they just did not give a fuck. You know, they didn't give a fuck. And you could tell, I think Drake Page, I don't give a fuck nobody says, Drake definitely knew what the fuck was going on. And look how he was ripping him off and everything. He wanted him out of here. He wanted
All right, caller. Thank you. We got to wrap it up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much. I wish the best for you.
LL, it's a hell. Thank you. Bye. All right. Last caller. Caller 619-6257. You're live on the air.
What's up, Armand? How's everybody doing tonight?
Everybody's doing good. What's good?
You know, I got a real problem with Travis Scott, man, and I just need to speak on it real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Basically, you know, when Kanye was kind of involved with, I guess you could say, the Illuminati and the elites, and when he still had a strong relationship with Jay-Z, Beyonce, and them, he brought Travis in to work on that Watch the Throne album for production. And he ended up signing him to Good Music for production because, you know, he was still signed to T.I. On his whatever, his other record label. But for him to kind of just let Drake put in that verse on Sicko Mode the last 10 minutes before that album even came out, supposedly he dropped off the verse to Travis, and for Travis to let that ride was just kind of weak to me, especially how what Kanye did for him, kind of put him on the map with, you know, with a different crowd, the Kardashian crowd. It was just kind of weak to me. So I just want to know what you think about Travis Scott in this whole situation.
I think Travis Scott picked a side because at the end of the day, Travis Scott, you know, I just feel like Kanye West is over there with Young Money and Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne and all of them and Tyga and, you know, obviously Travis Scott don't fuck with Tyga, so he's not going to fuck with anybody that is over there with Young Money. Tyga and Travis Scott shared the same pussy. So, you know, I just – and Kanye West, you fraternizing over here. So he felt like he didn't have any loyalty. And then, two, Travis Scott wanted that number one. Who's at this – like, let's be real. Today, if you're an artist and Drake tells you, like, I'm going to – this is the verse I want to put. Are you going to question Drake? He's the hottest artist in the game. Like, he's the hottest nigga right now. Are you going to tell Drake, oh, you can't put that on there? No. You're going to let Drake do what the fuck he want to do.
Right. And
so,
it's not to say that
Travis Scott didn't be like, yo, you know, this puts me in an awkward situation. Like, yo, why the fuck are you going to do this? But then Drake was like, yo, I want this here. And, you know, don't worry about it, nigga. I got you. We're going on tour. Blah, 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 blah. Boom, 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 boom. And boom. You see, Drake has been rocking with Travis Scott and protecting
him
and keeping him with him. So, you know, and that goes to Kanye West's point of, so, nigga, you basically sold your soul.
Right.
But listen, now everybody knows who Travis Scott is. On top of the fact that you got a baby with Kylie Jenner, like, you're huge. Your album sales are through the roof. Like, it's crazy.
You know what's even crazier is Travis worked fast on that. He was with Kylie literally, like, 4 months, and she got pregnant, bro. Like, Tyga was out the picture quick, and Travis went to work behind the scenes. And don't get me wrong, he was chasing the bag, you know, he's chasing the bag now with when it comes to the Drake situation. But a lot of people forget that Kanye and Kid Cudi were supposed to have Travis on the Kid See Ghost album, and he didn't make the cut for some reason. So I do kind of think that Travis was mad about that because he loves Kid Cudi too. He will even say it in interviews, like, Kid Cudi's my idol. So I think he was feeling some type of way about that. And I know damn well Kanye produced some songs that didn't make that that Sicko Mode album too. Like, they just are too close for, like, Kanye to not be on the album, and then for Drake to, like, suddenly appear on Sicko Mode. It was just real strange, man.
And then Drake is on the album. That's just, like, really, really interesting, right?
Exactly. And the funny thing about that, you know, LeBron and Kanye haven't been on the best of terms either the past couple years. So Travis is, like, doing all these NBA 2K commercials with LeBron. So Travis,
well, you know,
working,
Drake,
man,
and LeBron wouldn't had that sit down, that, and then Drake finally addressed, like, the baby and things like that, because Drake, they had the barbershop talk. So it's just, it's a lot of shit that's going on behind the scenes that where we will never really know the full details unless we're there. But, you know, that's why it's all a conspiracy, and allegedly, unless we're there.
And I think that rubbed Kanye the wrong way, and I think he let us know that. You know, he specifically sent, like, a few tweets about Travis, probably like 3 or 4, you know, telling him, like, yo, you got to rock with the fam. You can't just be choosing up for a damn number one single. And I think he was 100% right, man. I just wanted to call and get that across.
You
got to
think from a perspective. You got to think of a perspective from, like, if you got Drake talking to you and Drake sits you down,
yeah,
and Drake is like, Travis, like, let's be real. You got a baby with Kylie Jenner. Your whole life has just changed. You know, now Travis Scott, you're on Ellen DeGeneres. And you know what I mean? Now you're considered a fucking pop star. And now they're throwing you in the conversation of one of the greatest artists right now and things like that. And you look at a Drake who has zero loyalty to anybody. The way that he maintains his celebrity is when being on top is whenever there's a new nigga that's being on top, he comes and does a song with the nigga or jumps on their album. So he pretty much becomes the head nigga. He pretty much comes in and sons whoever it is. I mean, he's literally done it to everybody. And so he basically did that to Travis, and he probably told him, listen, follow what I'm telling you. Fuck Kanye. Fuck Ye. You don't need to respect that nigga. That nigga's loony. You see, that nigga's wearing Make America Great Again hats. Like, fuck Kanye. None of Kanye's albums that he's put out in the last 2 years have done any fucking thing. So Kanye West is no longer a threat. And he has zero importance anymore. Like, that whole artistry of Kanye West is dropping, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like, that doesn't mean anything, because then once the shit comes out, the numbers are trash. So I think Kanye West has lost a lot of respect.
He did. He went, you know, he started trying to do the MAGA thing, and that really fucked a lot of things up. That fucked up the money more than a Drake fucked up the money. He's saying, you know, it hurt my pockets, but that whole Donald Trump thing was really hurtful, man, and a lot of people was not liking that. A lot of people didn't rock with that, and I think that had a lot to do with why that whole 5-album rollout wasn't successful. And, you know, sometimes you got to kind of, like, rock with your bro and kind of just be there for your bro when he's going through some hard times. And I think that's why Kanye was kind of crying out for help. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of his camp ain't there no more. Don C ain't there no more. He even was crying on a Chicago radio station, like, Don, I miss you. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I saw
it's
that.
A lot of shit going on. It's like a lot of people leaving him. And I think, you know, it's real similar to, like, what Wayne went through. It's like Wayne and Kanye are having the same situation, and Drake and Travis are kind of trying to get him out the paint now. You know what I mean? They were like
the issue is Kanye West doesn't have any, I don't know what niggas he has around him, but he doesn't have
none.
He doesn't have anybody to tell him how they're going to do the next move. So whenever Kanye gets in his bag, he feels like, you know, the artist's way to do things is to create this movement and just speak out. Instead of just, instead of having a team of, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to try this new sound. Like, he did the thing with Lil Pump. He tried to co-sign Lil Pump. That didn't really move. But the Tekashi 6ix9ine move, I think, was a good move. I think the Tekashi 6ix9ine move was a good move, because you got to think about it. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Niggas, I'm talking about Drake, Migos, fucking Travis Scott, all them niggas are worried about Tekashi 6ix9ine. Let's think about it. Now, just last week when Tekashi was projected to have the number one album, right? What did Travis Scott do? He went and started selling merchandise, and that counted as an album sale.
Yeah, so they were still doing. They tried to debunk Tekashi. A few little items.
right? He dropped some new tour merchandise or some bullshit,
right,
and that was counted as an album sale. But then they had to Billboard had to recount the numbers, and Tekashi still ended up having the number one album that week. But Travis Scott, that same week where he knew that the results were coming in, he dropped fucking merchandise, and everybody was buying the merchandise. But he tried to do that shit to debunk the album sales.
That's crazy, man.
That was some bitch-ass shit. But he did it.
He did. That's off top.
And that was the thing that Nicki Minaj was complaining about.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Kanye did the right move aligning himself with Nicki and Tekashi, because in the interview, I think it was on Queen Radio, Nicki was saying that, yo, Kanye, I really want you to work with Tekashi. Yo, he's the one. He's next up. And, you know, it took Kanye a little bit to kind of, like, take that in, and they finally met up. They went to Columbia. They dropped some tracks. And I think that that song with him and Nicki is a real good song. And I think, you know what I mean, like, he made the perfect choice aligning himself with that, because he ain't got nobody right now. Everybody's kind of left him, like, musically, too. Like, people are kind of keeping a distance from him, which is fucked up, because he's helped so many people, man, when it comes to music and shit like that. But
it's okay.
The
thing is, that's why I feel like they're trying to get – that's why it's so important for – because, honestly, right now, let's just call a spade a spade. Let's just call it for what it is. Nicki is not as hot as she used to be. She don't have that factor right now, and Kanye West don't have it either. And Lil Wayne dropped the album.
Right,
it was dope, and he's not hitting for shit either. The only fucking –
nobody playing
they have,
it no more.
The only fucking chance they have is Tiger, because Tiger can hit for something. Tiger's coming back, and Tekashi 6ix9ine will be the hottest thing that they have right now. Tekashi is hot. But listen, that nigga's locked up. So it's like, that's real interesting how they done took out the fucking main player that could keep that crew on that side, you know, in the race. All of a sudden now Tekashi just fucking gone.
And you know how you said, like, with the whole XXX thing, I got nephews who are 16 years old, 17 years old, and they love XXX. He is like that the high school kids loved him. So it was kind of like interesting, like, too, with that whole situation. Tekashi is like all these people who are actually threats to Drizzy or, you know, Cardi B, what they got going on with the Migos management and shit like that. It's all a threat. Everyone is real, like, competitive with this shit. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying, when it comes with that industry, that competitiveness comes with other weird shit and other scary shit that people don't want to be a part of. And Kanye saw that. He tweeted it out. So just letting everybody know, yo, if they come for me, they're coming for me. I let you know what happened. So I just wanted to call in and say that. So, but
all
I appreciate
right.
your time.
Thank you, Carter. Shout out to you. Yep. Bye.
For sure.
All right. Well, welcome to the greatest motherfucking show on the internet. You know, I'm really liking this vibe, you guys. Like, I'm really, really, really liking this now. To some of my older subscribers, you know, this is a little bit different because it's not necessarily an exposing and, you know, that, this is the topic. Although that stuff is good, but at the core of me, I like really doing a deep dive into the culture and shit like this. Now, you know, in the beginning, you know, we're not, a lot of people may not understand it, so we're not going to have a lot of people, you know, probably tuning in and joining and viewing us. But, you know, at the core of it all, this is what I want this show to give: a dialogue, a deep dive, breakdown, very articulate. I want people to, you know, really think and use their brains and connect, and let's really get into some things. I don't want everything to be about let's expose this motherfucker and let's just spew lies and let's just gossip about a bunch of stupid shit with fake receipts. So I appreciate those of you that are on here and understanding where the brand is going. And I want to appreciate all of my callers, my gay callers, my transgender caller watchers, my women watchers, my straight men. Shout out to the straight men that support. It's really big, me being an LGBT VJ, DJ, media personality in this game. And I got niggas calling in and women calling in, and I'm going to be that voice. So, you know, shout out to all of you guys supporting despite, you know, what the fucking other shit is. That's why we're so fucking lit over here. So, With that being said, you guys, we have done an hour and 15 minutes. I'm really, really appreciative of everybody. And I did get your we are going to be still listening to music live, because I feel like a lot of people that voted on that poll was not there for that night. That shit was motherfucking lit. We had a blast. I heard some dope-ass music from some dope-ass artists. A lot of you followers that follow me have dope-ass music. So next week, next Wednesday, we will be doing Armand Listens to Your Music Live. So bring your money and bring your music. Somebody say bring your money and bring your music. All right, y'all. And if there's nothing else, I want to thank you guys all. If you made it to the end of this video, I want you to make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And I will be doing another video. Look out. Set your notifications. If you're not getting your notifications, I will be dropping more videos. They won't be live videos, so you want to make sure you set your notifications so that you get the notifications when they drop. And yeah, so with that being said, I'm finna get the fuck up on out of here, okay? Y'all know how that go. It's Friday night, and it's time to motherfucking go. Beats by Exclusive Visions. If you or someone you know has any music, any beats that you want to be featured on the show, email me at thearmandwiggins@gmail.com. And who knows, maybe next time we can be vibing to your motherfucking music. Hey. Yo, we were never friends. We were never friends. Yes, and smarter than. Oh, have them going psycho. Call her Wiley. Bitch is so pressed that they want to fight me. All right, y'all, I'm out of here. Shout out to the motherfucking B&B squad in the building. Shout out to the motherfucking greatest show on motherfucking YouTube. Shout out to New York City. I'm coming for you, bitch. Oh, shout out to New York City. I'm coming for you. San Jose?
Yeah.
Oh, bitch. What's in San Jose? You know what? I was supposed to DJ at San Jose one time, but you know, I didn't do it because that shit said 2 hours away, bitch, and it was giving very much. What's today? Friday? Oh, this is going to be a very Ariana Grande night. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I was supposed to DJ there. Very RuPaul's Drag Race, very Britney Spears, Ariana Grande, very top 40. So, yeah. They have one of those in Sacramento, Badlands. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm here for that, though. I'd like a little bit of that, too. Why don't you just leave me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. But listen, tell your friend. I want to do an interview with your friend. So one of these days, you're going to have to come out here.
Okay.
The rapper. Oh, well, girl.
It only got 4 hours.
Oh, bitch. Well, by the drive time and the Kiki time, he ain't got much time.
Oh,
shit, bitch. How y'all be shooting the music videos? Oh,
no time for
a pre-game, a pre-interview blunt, a nothing.
Ooh.
Bitch, I'll probably be in New York by that time. I don't know where the fuck I'll be. I just went live. I just did a show. That's why I'm kind of lit. But I just did a show, so I'm good. I think I'm about to do some more shit, talk some shit. Since you're not coming down here, I'm not about to go out by my goddamn self. Okay, well, work is always more important. No, you cannot call into your job. That's some irresponsible. Not for no fucking party in Stockton, bitch. I would have probably got out to Sacramento, but I cannot do San Jose. Like, my boyfriend would fucking have a heart attack. And then that drive is just... he's in Hayward. Yeah. Bitch, he's still at work now. That's my whole thing. But see, y'all in San Jose, like, that's just a lot. But then I got a car, and then I'm going to be drinking, and then I have to drive all the way back to Stockton. That's trash. To come kiki with you for an hour?
Yeah, only if you had, like, somebody to go with you.
And then I got to work tomorrow just to go listen to Ariana Grande and Christina Aguilera? Bitch, no way. Right, when I'm over here getting fucked up. Kanye West, Drake, the conspiracy theory. Yeah. Oh, right. So, it's a lot of things. So, you'll get into it when you have some downtime. I'm about to drop some more videos. Niggas been sending me beats like crazy. They've been sending me Vogan beats, pop beats, like I don't know if you was on there the night that all the rapper, like, I've been doing, like, I listen to people's music now live. Why? No, it's cool. Do you know how much money I made during that? Well, see, well, here's the thing. Here's how it really works. Like, I do the exposing stories just because that's the shit that people want to see. But I like to do deep dives. Like, I really like music. I DJ, so I listen to music. I critique music. I used to be a singer, a dancer. Like, so I love that shit. So that's what I really want to give a platform to, because at the end of the day, like, I want to move to New York, do radio. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, and really, before I do that, I want to break an artist off of my show. That's why I'm like, I want your friend to get on here. Like, if your friend get on here and do a dope-ass freestyle and he's a gay boy and the shit go viral, guess what? I broke that nigga on my show. So my whole thing is, like, I want to break talent, because then that makes me that nigga as well. Like, you know, you want to come speak to me. You want to come on my platform. Yeah, we don't do all that stuff, see. We turn when the sucking dick and stuff happen, we turn the cameras off and sign non-disclosures. Bitches will not be speaking out on me and exposing me and then telling me that, you know, I got them drugged up and they got dicks in their mouth. niggas is going to be signing NDAs.
Fuck yeah. Like, bitch, the more me and you talk, you think that eventually you going to sign something. Bitch, that's all I would need from you to be like, one day, oh, yeah, Armand, I think
he was hitting on me. He FaceTimed me at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he sent me, like, you know, like, I'm not fucking with that shit. Huh? What? Who? Yeah, that's what to go where? Probably a non-disclosure, meaning you can't discuss shit that you've seen go on there. You're going to get sued or you go to jail. Yeah, so that's the shit.
Is that shit for?
Yeah, so... But the shit look hella different from when you was over here last time. Yeah. We got the 4K. So, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I just want to be, I think that's going to be dope and, like, I don't want to, like, I still want to be friends with the artist. Like, I don't want to be the messiest bitch in the world. Yeah, I'm going to talk about some shit, but, like, I'm dope. Like, I like fashion. Like, so I want to have my dope looks on. I want to have, like, the dope artists come and, you know, fuck with me. I get tickets to their concert. Like, I don't want to be exposing baby mama drama. But right now, that's just what people want to hear. So I feed them that, and then I feed them what I really like is the intellectual shit because I'm very smart. Yeah. So that's what I'm working on right now. So, yeah. So yeah, you got to come out here because you've been playing. You were supposed to came out here. Yeah, and I was off yesterday too. Oh my God. So you have fun doing that. Because I think you're going to probably have to end up shooting the Mike's video, the money on the floor video. He wants you to shoot that. So you got to tell him how much that costs. How much you going to charge for that? What's your. Well, you, I listen, you just tell me and I just relay the price. It's your business. Bro, I'm telling you, I done made them. Fuck. Oh, that's why you was like, let's go to this. I'm like, do you realize how much I just spent on this? This fucking microphone alone was $800. That's why I'm like, bitch, I ain't got time. I ain't got the money. But this the same microphone. You go look at this, bitch. It's the same microphone they use on the Breakfast Club. The same exact mic. They use this same microphone on Power 105 and everything, so. Who got the drugs?
No,
Which drugs we talking about? Let me know. What drugs we talking about? What is that? So what you be doing? Let me know. Tell me. Who you got the... So what you got? Tell me what you got, bitch. Oh, see, I don't do that. Bitch, I am over here getting my life, bitch. But bitch, you didn't get into my bitch. I got tools, bitch. And gold, bitch. Get into my tools, bitch. In gold. Don't play. That's what I'm saying, bitch. Y'all should have came over here, bitch. We could have keep. But see, I don't tell everybody my business because, bitch, I don't need y'all, you know, I don't need everybody my business. Yes. Bitch. Yes, God. Y'all might have to come out here. We might have to have a little party, bitch. Yes, God. Right. I was like, I know you have to do something, bitch. You're not just going to a circus party.